Donald Trump, Boris Johnson and the route to trade mayhem. The disastrous G7 summit in Canada was a classic display of Donald Trump's style of negotiation, one which combines self-pity, threats, and grandiose and impractical proposals. But just as most of America's allies recoil in horror at the U.S. president's trade diplomacy, Mr. Trump has found an admirer in Boris Johnson. At a private dinner last week, Britain's foreign secretary mused, "Imagine Trump doing Brexit. He'd go in bloody hard. There'd be all sorts of breakdowns, all sorts of chaos. Everyone would think he'd gone mad. But actually, you might get somewhere. It's a very, very good thought. It is a very good thought, but not for the reasons that Mr. Johnson thinks." There are close parallels between the Trump style of trade negotiation and that favored by hardline Brexiters such as the Foreign Secretary. These similarities explain why both men are likely to damage their own causes, creating all sorts of chaos without any compensating gains. There are three key shared characteristics to the Trump-Johnson style. The first is the belief that big ideas matter much more than detailed knowledge. The second is an overestimation of your own strength that sets you up for failure. Finally, there is the tendency to turn friends into enemies. Mr. Trump's supporters are chortling that the president's sudden advocacy of total free trade at the G7 summit has exposed the other leaders as hypocrites. But their bafflement stems from the fact that, unlike the U.S. president, the other G7 leaders have some understanding of the complexities involved in international trade. For example, Mr. Trump's suggestion that all subsidies should be abolished is something that the EU has been pursuing internally for decades. In practice, it requires bureaucrats and politicians to agree on what constitutes a subsidy, and then to draw up rules and submit themselves to binding judgments by international institutions. This is just the kind of international governance that Mr. Trump despises. Mr. Johnson also thinks it is the big picture that matters, and that the tiresome details can be sorted out by underlings. So he refuses to believe that keeping the Irish border open after Britain leaves the EU is a real problem, rather than a trivial objection thrown up by officials. No deal would be disastrous for Britain, with crucial areas of commerce, such as pharmaceuticals, finance and aviation, stuck in legal limbo. As a result, they are still reluctant to make any deals that might look like rewarding Mr. Johnson. Mr. Trump may discover that his bullying tactics on trade backfire in the same way.